outstanding work done by the members of the mosque. There were so many great contributions being made by all of the believers that we have to stand and thank you. But since we don't stand to make a person feel like we are trying to make them an idol, then if we all stand together, we'll be equal. Do you understand? So now let us all sit down together. All praise is due to Allah. Now, I want to make this announcement. The broadcast is going to come on shortly. We have some speakers that's going to speak. The speaking is going to be very short because you understand the time. But I'd like to, at this time, allow some key representatives from each state to thank you in their own way. I'd like for you now to give your ear and your attention to our brother from Newark, New Jersey, Imam Hussein Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
As-salamu alaykum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings upon His servant and messenger Muhammad forever. Ameen. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I greet you once again, the greetings of all the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad, of As-salamu alaykum. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to stand before you looking so beautiful and radiant, and to stand here with my brothers and to be able to speak a few words of truth on behalf of that which the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the Chief Imam of the World Community of Islam in the West and in the entire world, the Mujeddi, the one who come to revive, renew religion and put it back in its proper perspective, that the whole world can see what it was that God had intended for man to evolve into ever since He brought him into creation. Say, all praise is due to Allah. We want to understand that we are honored. Most of us know each other and we know that which we come from. So therefore we know what we are and we know what we can evolve into as we move from a colored mentality to a black mentality, and now to a Bilalian mentality. See, and all of us must remember that a Bilalian mentality is where we should remain. As the Chief Imam was speaking, he said many of us speak different languages, but we use the same tongue, and we all got to come to one understanding. And the one understanding is that there is no God but Allah, that Muhammad is the messenger. And when we say Muhammad, we mean Muhammad ibn Abdullah of 1400 years ago. May the peace and blessing of Allah forever be upon him, and that he, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the Chief Imam, is the Mujeddi. He is the one who God has now given the book over to. He is the one that now God has given the idea over to. He is the one that now we have to listen to, we have to follow, we have to come to understand, and we should be thankful to God that we were born in this time today when we could walk with him and not be born during the time of the last. Say, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. See, many times we do not take our blessing. It's just a blessing and an honor to walk with God's man in this day. To walk with the one who God has revealed the minds of all the prophets that have preceded him to one man today. And you and I have to come to that understanding that we are walking behind that man today. And once we realize that and realize that this man has not abandoned us, as many of us had got the idea to think, don't listen to the modern day rebellious Hebrew. Is that to understand? Don't listen to that hitchhiker. Is that to understand? No, you grab a hold for yourself and hold on to this because you can't get nothing better than what you got today. As-salamu alaykum.
That was a fireball from Newark. A big man from a big city. Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah. We'd like now to call forth a brother who's doing a tremendous work in the prison services. A brother who is, without any question, making a milestone in the history of prison work and services as an imam. A man who is much talked about and much sought after for the work that he's in. He's also a minister, in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. As I call before you now, Imam Nuruddin Faiz. As-salamu alaykum.
I want to thank our beloved brother Imam Ali Rashid for giving me this privilege to have a few words with you. And we'd like to start by saying, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings be upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad forever. I mean, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, I do want to say very, very briefly that our work in the prisons is a very, very rewarding work. When I say our work, I mean all of the Department of Prison Services. I want to thank all of the brothers and sisters that belong to the Department of Prison Services in helping us to go into the institutions and help our brothers and sisters that are less fortunate than we are. Also, we have another state chaplain, Muslim chaplain, Imam Farad, who has been doing a tremendous work in the prisons. But as we go into the institutions, we look at the work as a very important work because we look at those who are less fortunate than we are. And a lot of times when you go into the institutions, the brothers and sisters, they're very, very depressed because of the kind of treatment that they receive in the institutions. But we look at the treatment as a divine work and a divine way that Almighty God Allah actually fashions instruments. And as we mentioned to the brothers before, that it reminds me of what Abraham said and the kind of prayer that Abraham had. He said in the Holy Quran, he said, "Our Lord, I have sent some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation near the sacred house in order that they may establish regular prayer. So do send to them, O Lord, men with love in their hearts towards them, and feed them of thy fruit." And I look at our brothers in the institutions and the sisters in the institutions as being in the valley. No cultivation. No one to give them any water. No one to give them any human kindness. No one to have any compassion and understanding concerning their problems. They're in a valley. And the valley has no cultivation, but they're near the sacred house. And so what Almighty God Allah does, he permits us to go into the valley. He permits us to have no cultivation so that we'll do what? Establish regular prayer. And when we establish regular prayer, then Almighty God Allah says, as we say in our prayer, that he answers those who praise him. And because they establish regular prayer, then what does Almighty God Allah does for them? Then what God does for them, he sends to them men with love in their hearts towards them, and he feeds them of his fruit. But we see that there's a perfect progression here. We see that first we're put into a low place, we're put into a valley. And when we're put into this low place, into this valley or this place of suffering, then it makes us call on Almighty God Allah. And when we call on God, then he answers our prayer. And not only in prisons, as the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad said on the film, not only in the prison in that small confinement, but even in the bigger prison in America. We were in a valley as Bilalians, and because we were in a valley, no cultivation, Almighty God Allah blessed us to call on him, and he has answered our prayers. I want to say one more thing before I sit down. I know time is on us. I want to say another thing. My brothers and my sisters, Almighty God Allah has blessed us today with the Mujaddid, the reviver and the renewer of the religion. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We have no one to apologize to for what we believed in the first resurrection. I want to say this so that we can understand this. We have no apologies to make. You know, when you read in the Quran, once again, Abraham believed at one time that the stars was his God, didn't he? He said that this is a bright light in the universe. This must be my Lord. But when he saw the stars setting and the moon came out, which was a brighter light, he said that this must be my Lord. And then when he seen even a brighter light in the heavens, which was the sun, he said that this must be my Lord. But then because the man's heart was so pure, his heart was sincere, his heart was searching for truth, Almighty God Allah blessed him to come to himself. Well, we saw lights. Master Farad Muhammad was a light. Elijah Muhammad was a light, and we thought that this was our God. But because we were sincere, Almighty God Allah blessed us to come through these lights, and the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has brought us to Almighty God Allah. All praise are due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and my sisters. My brothers and my sisters, I thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. All praise be to Allah.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Praise be to Allah. I'd like to call forth now a brother from the state of Rhode Island. Imam, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes,
praise the due to Allah. We'd like to call forth now Imam Yusuf Munir from Rhode Island. Rhode Island. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings be upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad forever. Amen. La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, it is truly indeed an honor and a pleasure to be here to witness this beautiful sight. I did not understand how good David's verse in the Psalms was until I looked out over the audience, and then the 133rd came back to me loud and clear, and I now feel what David felt when he said, "Oh, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity." And if there ever was a doubt in your mind or in my mind that we had a Mujaddid or didn't have a Mujaddid, you should look around you, and nothing could have revived us like the Honorable W.D. Muhammad has revived us today. All praise is due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. You know, I can understand Brother Imam Rashid's little reluctance with Rhode Island, because it's very small. It's so small that if you're not careful, you'll miss it. But praise be to Allah, we are told that little things, great things, come in small packages. And we hope that in the very near future, that we can add our little star to the other stars that are in the orbit for W.D. Muhammad, where in the next few days, by the grace of Allah, we will establish a mosque in Providence, Rhode Island, to W.D. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
It's a beautiful brother. I'd like now to you know, it would be a beautiful thing if we could listen to each one of these imams speak. We don't have the time, but they powerful, I'm telling you. You have some good ones. All right. I'd like now to bring to the rostrum a brother who is doing a tremendous work. A brother who works
very, very hard, not always seen by many, but works very hard. Man who is quite respected in Islam, quite respected by the chief imam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, a brother from New York. I'd like at this time to bring forth Imam Muhammad Abdullah. So I greet you from Spanish Harlem. Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum. Imam Rashid, brother imams, brothers and sisters, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings be upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad forever, I mean. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I really feel very honored and humbled to speak to you, brothers and sisters, because we're living today in a very, very great time in which God artificial mentality that is prevailing upon the people and artificial human beings are walking the earth, and the falsehood is prevailing, but God has to come.